Hey, girl.
Hey.
Welcome back to Girl Meets Podcast.
Okay. Episode 3.
Oh,
hooray.
I'm going to try not act like a millennial in this recording. Oh. I was acting like a millennial last episode. I apologize.
Apparently, she was.
I was.
You know what? That's okay. To all you millennials out there, we're sorry that Emma's making fun of you.
I hope you're offended. Just kidding. Okay, so this week's episode, we're talking about social media and how it's a highlight reel and the negative effects of social media and how it's affected our life, as well as, like, comparisons, having social media, deleting social media, how social media is different in the different apps that we all have nowadays. Should be a good, interesting episode.
Yeah.
Especially for our generation. Sorry.
Yeah. I also want to, like, talk about, honestly, like Emma and I, like, grew up with it kind of, but more, it came out more when we were probably around middle school. But I think it's really cool. Not cool. Sorry. It's cool to talk about how younger and younger and younger kids are using these social media platforms. Yeah. And, like, in our perspective, and in my perspective, I guess, is just, it's crazy. And I don't think it should be allowed. Like, I don't think these younger kids should be using social media. That's something else I want to talk about. Yeah. Because it's just insane.
It just affects, especially as you're growing up, it affects so much of your mental health and the way that your brain develops, and also the way that we grow up as people and our insecurities and our anxieties. I personally think I have so many anxieties in my life now that relate to social media and things that have happened, like, over 7 years ago now at this point, that it's like, if I was a little bit more sheltered, or if social media wasn't as easily acceptable or easily accessible as it was when I was a certain age, I don't think I would have the same anxieties as I do now, which is very unfortunate. Yeah. And I can't even imagine being a middle schooler now and wanting social media and not understanding all of the negative side effects to it. And all of the negative things that come along with having a social media. Because yes, you're just not seriously. You're not developed enough to believe that as a middle schooler or even elementary school now.
Yeah, it's getting younger and younger. Like, I swear, I know someone who is maybe, I don't know. She started going on social media when she was in, like, second grade, third grade. Like,
that's insane.
So ridiculously young.
Yeah.
And at that age, I feel like kids will mimic things that they see a lot more than they would if they were older. Because they're still, like, learning how to act. They're still learning how to behave. So it's like they see certain things online and then they'll try to mimic that, copy that, whatever it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's interesting because I feel like we were talking about this earlier today, how, like, kids' fashion has just completely changed. And younger girls are wearing, like, kind of the same style, the same clothes that Emma and I would wear as 19, 20-year-olds. Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. And I feel like you're so much more naive when you're younger, too. And social media can be a really dangerous place, especially if caregivers and parents don't have the right policies in place for their child.
Yeah.
So, yeah, time to deep dive into social media.
It has literally taken over the world.
Yeah,
let's be so honest.
Honestly, so true. Like, I feel like social media consumes more than half my life, and I hate it. I'm done. Bye.
Yeah. And, like, literally the thing is, I say it has taken over the world because it has taken over everyone's life, which means it's being, like, it's taking over the world because we make up the world. And, like Emma just said, I hate it. You hate it. But, like, you still do it, you know? And that's how I feel too. And that's how so many people feel. Like, they recognize that it's bad and that they're low-key addicted to their phones and social media. But then they just, like, don't do anything about it because it's like, oh, well, like, it's too far gone now.
And it's just almost too normal now, which there's nothing wrong with it being normal. I just think that it's too normal. And I think that people just make it their whole lives. And not to, like, hate on social media influencers or anything like that. I know that's a huge job nowadays.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a purpose for that.
And but, I mean, like, we're using social media right now, basically.
Yes. It's not even that. It's not even the use of social media and that, like, I hate the use of social media. It's what it makes me feel like. And it's not because of tech. It's really not because of me. It's because of what the apps feed me based on, what is that called?
The algorithm?
Yeah, algorithm based on who I'm following and who I choose to follow based on what they're posting. There's so many, like, external factors that you can't control in your social media, especially with, like, explore pages or for you pages. Like, you have no control over what pops up on those and what you can see. So it's not even the fact that, like, I'm using social media. It's what social media is giving me in return of me using it.
Yeah.
And which is something I want to talk about too, of like the different apps and how each one is different and why one, like, some are better than the other, personally, in my opinion. Cause like, for example, Facebook, I love Facebook. I sound like a millennial again. I love Facebook though, because I get to specifically choose who I follow and, like, who follows me, but also because of, like, the groups that I get to follow. Like, I'm in a bunch of groups. Like, I'm in, like, Zillow Gone Wild group.
God. Oh, isn't there one where it's like, are you dating my boyfriend or something? Like, do we have the same boyfriend or...
Yes.
Exactly. Wait, what is that? What is that one?
Hold on. Let me go to Facebook and let me tell you guys my Facebook groups.
It's crazy.
Go follow me on Facebook. Just kidding. Please don't. I'm like, Facebook is the only place that I can escape. Okay. So I'm in the group Gals Who Read. I'm in a GVSU, which is my college chapter of NISHLA, which is National Speech Hearing Association. Eras Tour Outfits, Grand Rapids Jobs. Are we dating the same guy in Western Michigan?
There it is. That's it. Are we dating the same guy?
Yes. DeKalb Hairstylist. A Swifty group chat. Colleen Hoover Books. I'm in my neighborhood's Facebook page. Teachers Resale. Book recommendations. West Michigan Aldi Finds. So good. It's so good.
Oh my gosh. Are you going to read all of it?
No. But, like, for example, those things make me so happy, and there's no other app that gives me that. Whereas, like, Instagram is, I don't have, like, groups like that. I just see what people are posting about in their lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you're following, like, a very niche person. For example, like a podcast account. Obviously, then you want to listen to them. But, like, if you're just following people from your hometown, it's like, I don't want to see everything that you're posting.
Yeah. That's, like, a big thing, too, is just the types of things that people are posting. Like, they're not real, you know? Like, those people are not being real with the world when they post those things. They're just showing the good parts of their lives and just... Oh, I'm so happy. Like, I'm in Chicago. Like, I literally just posted recently a picture of me and my friends in Chicago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't post like, oh, like I had a mental breakdown the other night or, you know, like me and my friend got in a fight. These are totally hypothetical, but those are things that people aren't necessarily going to post about, especially on Instagram where it's like, just smile, like, be cute, be happy, look good, dress a certain way.
I think Instagram is the biggest highlight reel you can get.
Definitely.
Personally.
Definitely. And it's probably the worst social media platform you could be on.
Yeah. Like, I've deleted Instagram so many times. Like, I'm only logged into our podcast account on my Instagram because I just can't stand to see posts from people who are living their best life, in quotes, and thinking that they're so happy. And in reality, I know that they're probably not as happy as, like, they're seeming to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they really are. But
I doubt it.
From people that I've talked to and from personal experience, it's never that way.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, and so, like, a part of me is, like, questioning myself of, like, why do I even post on Instagram? Like, am I doing it for the right reasons? And, like, am I being toxic and being, like, oh, like, I'm creating such a cute, like, feed?
Mm-hmm.
And is it in a toxic way of, like, oh, I want people to look at this post and be like, she's living a great life right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big thing. Like, for me, too, I don't personally scroll on Instagram very much at all. But I do post every once in a while. And I'm very picky about what I post. I'm like, I need to look good. More for me, it's like, I need to look good. I don't necessarily need to look like I'm living my best life, but I just need to look pretty. Like, I cannot post something if I don't look my best, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, I end up deleting it. And it's literally, like, I don't think about one specific person seeing it. It's just in general, I'm like, I can't put that out there for people to see, for all these people to see. And it's so toxic because it's, like, in the real world, you can't really control that. I can't just, like, delete a day where, you know, I didn't look that great and people saw me, you know? Yeah. So then it's just all bad. It's all just a toxic cycle. And, like, Emma saying that, you know, she sees these people, you know, quote unquote, living their best lives, but she doesn't really know if they even are. Like, they probably aren't. And then, you know, you're looking at them wanting to be them, but, like, you're aspiring to be somebody who is completely fake and not showing their true self and what's really going on in their lives. 'Cause it's literally just a picture of them or them and friends or something. Probably just smiling, and the caption's just, like, a short little, I can't think of an example right now, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not like, this is me and my friend after we had, like, a really hard conversation about about fill in the blank, and this is how I felt, and, like, this is how I'm doing now. Like, it's just, like, with my friend at the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's no substance to it at all. So, it's just really interesting seeing, like, seriously how much other people's posts will affect us in the way of, like, mm-hmm. I'm jealous of their life, or I'm jealous of their body, or mm-hmm. their skin.
Yeah.
Or something like that, when a lot of the times it's just not like that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, reality. I don't even feel like the act of posting the best parts of your life is bad. It's more of, like, your audience and, like, how they're gonna react to that, and how we,
that's the biggest,
what we
part.
Consume, like, and what you choose to consume from social media. Mm-hmm. And, like, how, like, I have a private account on social media, and I'm able to control who follows me and who doesn't follow me. And, like, I went through all of my followers and deleted so many people because I was like, I don't talk to you, I don't want you to see my stuff anymore. And I don't care how many followers I have at all.
Yeah.
Because, like, at a certain time in my life, it was like, oh my God, you have to get to 1,000 followers. Like,
mm-hmm.
or, like, you have to get to 800 or 900 or whatever. Yeah. And then you're cool, whatever. And then you have to be following only, like, 200 people.
It's crazy.
Like, it's so annoying. Like, if someone is following more people than they have followers, I feel like society thinks that that is, like, uncool. for example.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that person's following more than they have followers. Or I see people who have like 2,000 followers and they're only following like 100 people. I'm like, first of all, how are you only following 100 people? And second of all, how do you have so many followers? Like, these random people are just following you.
Yeah. It's more like for other people to see, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's almost like you're bragging about it. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm only following 100 people, mm-hmm. but I have 2,000 people that are following me. And it's like, those stupid things, like, mess with your head. It's like, oh, damn, like, I only have 400 followers, but that's because I choose the people who follow me, and I only care about those. I don't care about every single person of 400 people, but I only care about those 400 following me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And something that just kind of crossed through my mind is just all of these expectations and all of these things that we are told are cooler than the other thing, or, you know, you need to have more followers than you have, than you're following or whatever. The thing that Emma was saying, basically. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with my words right now, but I was just thinking about, like, especially in middle school when most of us were just starting being on social media. Like, our parents finally allowed us to be on social media when we turned maybe 12, 13, which, like, looking back, that's even so young. It's so young. But anyway, like, I remember, me personally, it was on my mind a lot. Social media was just on my mind. Like, at that point, I was only allowed to have Instagram. I couldn't have Snapchat or anything else. Like, it was just Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I remember once I got that privilege, once I was able to actually be on that app, it started to literally consume me. And I was constantly thinking about it. And I think, you know, everyone else around me, like, I'm not saying I was alone. Like, I think a lot of people felt that way. A lot of,
I'd agree.
Literally kids, like tweens.
Kids.
Yeah.
You're and a kid.
Middle school is already hard enough. And then we're dealt this extra pressure of, like, monitoring our social media and that mm-hmm. becoming such a big part of our lives.
So weird.
Yeah. And, like, I was just kind of thinking about it. And I'm like, the amount of space that social media probably took up in my brain, like, during those years, basically just 6th through 8th grade, and then I kind of stopped caring as much. All that space it was taking up, like, could have been filled with so many other things that are way more important. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking back and I'm like, anything I posted in middle school, I have now deleted. Like, I don't have out there anymore. So it's like, that was not important at all because, and I'm sure nobody remembers anything I posted in middle school either. Like, I barely even remember what I posted. So it's like, it's not a long-term thing. Like, our lives, us as humans, we are long-term things, like, creating who we want to be, you know, in private, not putting it out into the world and kind of almost making us ourselves like a fake person. Because another thing is, like, you I guess you just put yourself out there in a specific way, and then in the real world you start to feel like you need to live up to what you have put out there, if that makes sense. Like, if you're posting that you're always happy, you might feel like you always need to be happy around people in the real world, because that's, like, you know, you being sad is not what they're seeing online. So, like, you can't show that to them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel like something to go along with what you were saying about what we would post in middle school. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, specifically posts about, like, Starbucks Frappuccinos. And, like, if you posted that, or, like, if you got one, you needed to post that you got one. Or, like, if you went shopping and you got a lot of bags, like, you would post all of those bags.
All of the bags.
And, like, look like you are wealthy enough to, like, afford all of that.
Yeah. And then that puts pressure on you to go to Starbucks, puts pressure on you to go shopping. And it's like, even if you don't really want to, it's for the post.
Yes, it is. Or, like, posting, I remember like posting my nails and being like, thanks, mom. Like,
oh my god, all the time.
And it would be like acrylics. And like,
I remember you posting those things.
Yeah. And like, I love getting my nails done, I'm not going to lie. But it's more so like I was putting that out there. And if someone was looking at my stuff and they were like, gosh, she's living a great life, or like, she has money, or, you know, she's always getting Starbucks, and like, her mom lets her get Starbucks or something like that. It's like, a lot of those things aren't even true.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, I was portraying such a false narrative to an audience that it was so young that, like, we almost did it to ourselves, which is really sad.
Yeah, like, and oh, I want people to think this way about me, so, like, I'm going to post this all the time or
something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. And then it just becomes a spiral of comparing yourselves, because I wasn't posting that because I felt like I wanted to post it. I posted it because other girls posted it, and I wanted to be like other girls.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of, like, I was genuinely, like, I think my Starbucks cup looks really cute right now, I'm going to post that. It was, oh, another girl posted it, she's cool, I have to follow what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when, like, comparison comes in, and that shit affects you for the rest of your life.
It does.
Like, it is so hard to unravel that cycle that you get yourself into.
Mm-hmm. So when I was growing up, like, in middle school, me personally, I did not have the money to go out and buy Starbucks every day. And my mom also would not go out and buy me Starbucks every day. Like, I'd ask her all the time, because it's what everyone was doing. Everyone was posting about it. But she'd be like, no, 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 no. And maybe once a month, if I'm being generous, she would go out and buy me Starbucks. Like, it's just not something she would do, because she didn't think I needed coffee. She did not want to give me caffeine, which is understandable. Like, I have a horrible caffeine addiction now, but at that time, she didn't want to start that for me. So those times, like, I would post the Starbucks, you know, but I would think so deeply about it. I'd be like, this is the only time I'm posting about it. Like, you know, I don't have all these other posts to compare it to. So like, this one has to be good, basically. Yeah. And then, like, it was also kind of just embarrassing that I wasn't posting it all the time. Like, it was only that once a month type of thing. And,
which,
like,
is so sad. Like, that
it is so sad. Head. Exactly. Because now I'll get Starbucks literally maybe once a month, because that's all I allow myself. Plus, I go to other coffee shops instead. But I have not posted a picture of my coffee in, like, I don't know, 8 years? Yeah. No, probably less than that, like 6 years.
Well, and, like, even if you do now, like, there should be a different intention behind it of, like, why you are posting what you are posting. Because,
like, I guess, with, like, someone in the background, me with a friend at a coffee shop, like, I guess that's when it will.
Or, like, if you're like, this moment is really cute, or, like, I actually think that this cup is really cute. Like, today I posted on our Girl Meets podcast Instagram that I was at a really cute coffee shop that I love near me.
Yeah.
And the cup was really cute. It was, like, in this huge mason jar that just looked really cute and aesthetic in there. And I was like, I want to post this. It looks cute. Wasn't doing it because I wanted to be like, I'm at a coffee shop, I'm getting work done,
I bought coffee, my coffee.
It wasn't even coffee, it was chai.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it wasn't like that basic pose where you're, like, holding the cup, like, in a chokehold.
Yeah.
And, like, getting, like, your fancy nails in there, and, like, you have the, like, Starbucks and the big straw and everything, and, like, you take a picture of it. Like, it was just sitting on the table and your computer was, like, kind of in it, too. Like, that's like, a cute artsy pic. Like, that's just kind of aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. Like, those Starbucks pictures were not aesthetically pleasing whatsoever.
Yeah.
They were so ugly.
Yeah.
But it was what everyone was doing. So, like, we all felt like we had to, and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. And I'm all about, like, capturing moments. And I think that the way for me personally to live a moment as best as I can is through pictures and videos. Mm-hmm. And there are great times in my life that I do want to do that for. And so that's, like, one thing that I love about taking pictures, but I think the intention behind it is what matters.
Yeah. And it's not like you're posting every single picture you take either. Like, a lot of the time it's for you.
Yeah.
Too. And, like, for me, like, my Instagram now is mainly just for me. Like, I enjoy the idea of, like, I don't know, taking pictures with the intent to, like, post them. Mm-hmm. But it's more just, like,
like, it's your little diary.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Because I like going, like, I swear I scroll through my own feed more than I scroll through other people's. Because I'll look at it, and I just like looking at it because I'm, like, kind of revisiting those memories. Mm-hmm. And they're all kind of in one area.
Yeah.
And I guess they are, like, the pictures that I chose out of all of the hundreds that I've taken to put out there. But that's because, like, they're kind of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I even have a post on my personal Instagram, like, literally huge paragraph about my journey with, like, mental illness and mental health. And because I've always told myself that I don't want my Instagram to become something that's, like, I'm only showing, you know, the good sides. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, it's not that I want people to know that I'm struggling. It's more just, like, I try to stay real and more just, like, I want other people to know that, like, they're not alone because I know that a lot of people struggle. So, I don't know.
Yeah, can we talk about that? I feel like this is the exact reason why I hate social media.
Mm-hmm.
When people post the bad stuff or when people post that they're upset, they are like, oh, they're trying to get attention.
Attention seekers. Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other thing where it's like, it's just almost not even accepted to do that.
Yeah.
Which is really unfortunate.
Which
is really unfortunate, yeah.
It's so unfortunate because your social media should be like a safe space for you to do that and you deserve that. And
yeah.
Also, I feel like the apps are, like, Snapchat is a place where I feel like I can be more vulnerable because I have, like, a private story of, like, just my friends. And I'm very vulnerable on that private story. But even then, I almost feel like, I know I'm not looking for attention. I am just a person who, like, loves sharing. And I'm a very sharing person. I don't know what you would call that.
And open.
Yeah, I'm a very open person.
Open book.
And I talk about a lot of things in my life, not for attention, not for people to feel bad for me, for people to feel like they are not the only one going through things, but also for it to be, like, normalized of, like, my friends can tell me whatever they want.
Yeah.
I am so open that, like, I'll tell people really anything and that, like, I want to make that a safe space then. Like, me saying things to my friends or, like, on my private story is a way for me to, like, open up the floor of, like, I'm doing this first, so I'm making it a safe space. Like,
mm-hmm.
please come to me. Like, I want you to come to me.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that I'm a safe person to come and talk to because I talk about those things, too.
Yeah. I think it's also, like, a good way for you to, like, you specifically, to write things out. Get things out of your brain.
Yeah.
You know, like, almost like a little journal.
Too. Yeah.
And, you know, if you do feel comfortable enough to post those things to a specific group of people,
mm-hmm.
like, that should not be frowned upon. Like, you know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like if you weren't comfortable with it, you wouldn't do it, obviously.
Yeah.
And you do feel comfortable enough, so you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, like, you're seeking attention either. Like,
yeah.
there's just, like, people need to give other people more grace and
they do
try to understand what other reasons people would be posting personal things that aren't just for attention.
Yeah.
And I feel like in life, too, it's like if someone out loud is talking about something they're struggling with, sometimes I get really in my head about that and I'm like, okay, I need to stop talking about this. This other person probably just thinks I'm seeking attention and I'm probably being a burden and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So like that's really hard because like
it
even
is.
Just in person. But like over social media, I guess it's like it's almost a little easier to do it over social media, I feel like, because you don't
hiding behind that screen.
Exactly. You don't have someone staring directly at you.
Yeah. It is.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah.
I agree. It is like, we are vulnerable on social media, and I think it comes off wrong to some people, mm-hmm. and I wish that it didn't, mm-hmm. because I think social media should be a place for people to be vulnerable, and then when they do that, and, like, people complain, like, we are right now about social media, like, we would be hypocrites if we were, like, don't post your highlight reels, and then we were, like, oh, you're attention seekers if you tell me you're depressed, like, obviously we're not gonna sit here and say that, but
yeah, no,
that's how I feel like our society is.
That's how society views it, like, just in general, and I'm not saying everyone, obviously, because yeah. Emma and I are not like that, like, but yeah, and, like, again, Emma and I would say do mainly just post, especially on bigger platforms, mm-hmm. our highlights, like the good things in our lives, the mm-hmm. things that make us look good, the things that make us look like we're living a good life.
Yeah.
In general, I feel like that's how we are too. And so we're not saying it's like you shouldn't be doing that, because we literally do it too.
It's fine.
It's more so that it's not good for
yeah
every individual. It's just not a good thing.
Yeah.
And but we all do it anyway. Posting it. Yeah.
And yeah. like also the things that you can control, like controlling those things of like, okay, like, for example, I hide all of the like counts on my posts because I don't, first of all, I don't want to see it. I know I can still see it, but I can't see it just from viewing it on my feed. And then I also don't want other people to see that because I just don't have any care in the world of knowing how many people liked my posts and knowing that other people can view that. I don't care if they know that or not, but I just don't think it would be good for an audience, if that makes sense. Because I've been someone in the past who has compared how many likes I'm getting to other people, which same. I think I really liked when Instagram did that. Also, controlling the people that you follow and who follow you, kind of what we were saying earlier. But I don't follow people who, you know, post a lot about their bodies or who post, like, always in bikinis or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, people who aren't in the same stages as me. Sometimes when I see, like, people my age in different places in life, it makes me sometimes insecure. So, like, following people who are also in the same boat as me,
mm-hmm.
You know, who are also in college, and who also like the same interests as me, that helps me. And it makes my Instagram a more safe and positive space for me to get onto the app.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even have my account right now. And, like, being on our podcast account doesn't do anything to me except for make me happy. And, like, our podcast account, I think, is a super safe space.
Yeah. 'Cause we don't follow, like, we mainly follow other podcast accounts.
Yeah. So we're and not the podcast community is just so fun. Like, they're so nice.
Yeah, seriously.
So if you're looking for some nice people to follow, go follow podcast accounts.
It's true.
But yeah, that's just another way to, like, control what you're receiving from social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about doom scrolling?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like I have struggled with doom scrolling in the past. I'm a lot better with it now. And I think there comes a point in your life where you're doom scrolling one day and then it hits you and you're like, oh my God. Like, I have no idea what I'm looking at right now. I have no idea what I just watched. Yeah. I've been on this app for 2-3 hours. Something's wrong with me. Like, I think, like, you almost hit a rock bottom with doom scrolling, and it's like, oh my God, I need to shapen up.
Yeah, I'd say, like, that happens to me sometimes. I've actually gotten really good at not going on Instagram or TikTok anymore. I do occasionally, but I've gotten so out of the habit of doom scrolling that I'll go on there for a second and I can get off quickly, which
same
is I'm very impressed by myself because that is not how I used to be whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's like I've become too busy to doom scroll anymore. So that has kind of gotten me out of the habit, which is good. Just doing other things in my life. But I definitely like, I would say the social media that I use the most is probably Snapchat, just because that's where I talk to specific people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, because I don't even go on Snapchat that often because there's all of these unopened snaps that I just don't, you know, like I'd say literally iMessage I probably use the most because technically that is a social media because you are like social with people. I don't know. But because Snapchat's the one I'm on the most out of all of them, and I use that like to take pictures and videos with as well.
Yeah.
I'll find myself doom scrolling on like the random stories.
I know.
On there. That's where I doom scroll the most. And those are the things that, like, are seriously so pointless. Like, so pointless. Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing?
Which,
it's bad, yeah.
Yeah, I made a separate Snapchat account for only the people that I really enjoy in my life. I have, like, 10 to 15 people on this new Snapchat account. I've had it for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And people have added me from high school, and I don't
add them back. It's probably because I tag you.
Yeah, probably.
I'll, like, mention her name and things.
Yeah, and I'm just like, sorry, but, like, I don't talk to you anymore. Like,
yeah, just don't.
I sometimes go on my other Snapchat account just to, like, check in. I don't want anyone to, like, Snapchat me, and then weeks go by and I haven't responded. I feel like that's rude.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But it's usually, like, a picture of their face, so I'm like, eh.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, that's another reason, and, like, I never have stories to look through. Never.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it that way. Another thing, I think, with doom scrolling is I stopped doing it, but I was recognizing that, but I also was finding myself getting bored really quickly. My attention span has just decreased more and more.
Yeah.
And I think TikTok is a huge problematic thing now because of attention spans. Like, there is no reason for me to be bored after a 15-second video. Like, that is, like, so unreasonable. And so I've tried to be more aware of that as well. And I think that's something that our generation has to work on. And I'm, like, in this process right now of training my brain to appreciate long-term content again, because for a while in my life, I was, like, I hated YouTube because I was, like, I'm getting bored after 5 minutes. Why, like, these YouTubers, like, they're not entertaining me anymore, but these TikTok videos of 15 to 30-second videos were entertaining, and it wasn't the people or the influencer, it was
the fact that they were short videos that...
Yeah, it was my attention span.
Yeah.
This app has trained my brain now to appreciate 15 to 30 second videos and not appreciate a 30 minute vlog.
Yeah.
And in, like, when I should have been appreciating the 30 minute vlog, because YouTube is way more real than TikTok and Instagram. Like, if I watch a daily vlogger, they're pretty much showing me their day-to-day life, and they are showing me the ups and downs, and I can choose what I want to see. And what video I'm choosing. I am intentionally choosing the person that I want to watch and the topic of the video that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
In my For You page, I'm not. Like, I can dislike things and, like things or comment on things to help the algorithm, but it's still not the same. And
right.
So I'm in this process of training my brain to appreciate long-term content again. And it's hard, but it is working. Like, I am watching longer vlogs now on YouTube, and I find so much more peace. Like, I'm not anxious all the time. I feel like with doom scrolling and short-term content, I was, like, on edge almost. Like, I felt this anxiety in me of, like, okay, what's next? Or, like, I need to keep scrolling, and I need to keep knowing what's coming.
Yeah, there was a book I was reading for class, and it said that, like, the world has ADHD now.
Yeah.
That's obviously, like, quote. Not like everyone is diagnosable or whatever the heck. I have ADHD. I'm going to put that out there because it sounds like I'm being negative about it. But yeah, the book says that, like, everyone has it in a way, in a sense.
It makes sense.
Or just the world has it in general, because our attention spans have gotten so ridiculously short. And again, the author said that that is from social media and technology and scrolling.
I believe it.
And, like, we have the ability to, like, read posts, especially on Instagram, super quickly, to the point where we can keep scrolling. Like, we glance at it for a second and, like, yeah, it kind of sticks in our brain, but eventually just goes away.
Yeah, we're doing so many things at once.
And it's all just, like, short-term stuff that's not going to be helpful in the future, really. But, like, seriously, if you think about that, how quickly you're reading things on Instagram versus reading a 300-page book. Like, nobody, I don't want to say nobody, a lot of people cannot do that anymore. A lot of people can't just sit there and, like, read a book.
Yeah.
Or read a long article. Anything that's longer than, like, a paragraph is, oh my God, that's going to take way too long. I don't want to do that, you know? So then people, like, for, let's see, a book you're reading for class, people will look up Spark Notes or, like, a quick summary. And even then, even with those summaries, oh my God, that's too long. How can I make this shorter for me? And they'll skim the summary and then, you know, not really get anything out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's just so true. And I feel like a lot of people do that because of how quickly we read things now.
Mm-hmm.
And how we're just not training our brain to, like, sit still and look at something for longer than 15 seconds. And I feel like it's getting even shorter than that, where it's like,
I know,
you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Like, I'll watch people on TikTok, like, from afar, and they're not even watching the videos anymore. They're literally going like this.
Yeah.
Watching maybe a second of the video. And, like, maybe stopping at one or two every, like, 10 swipes. And I'm like, this is crazy.
It is.
Something I wanted to mention, though, earlier when we were talking about the Starbucks pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of in that way, like, it kind of reminded me of, like, trends. I feel like social media sets so many different trends. Especially now, it's getting even worse because those trends are going, like, directly to younger kids as well as adults. I guess I'd say young adults, so, like, in your 20s or whatever. Again, something I was talking about with Emma earlier was that, like, I swear there's, like, 10-year-olds out there that dress the exact same as me because we're both following the same type of trend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the exact same. I'd say on specific occasions. Like,
yeah,
flare leggings are so in right now. And I'm not saying they're bad. I love them. I have, like, 3 pairs because I love them. And I wear them all the time. But I'm also, like, 10-year-olds are also wearing them all the time with, like, a sweatshirt or, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And then there's a different side of my style that I'd say 10-year-olds don't really go towards. It's like a 90s vibe more. I don't bring that style out as much as I want to, but I'm kind of just now starting that. But anyways, like, I swear these young kids who are literally in, like, third, fourth grade are just looking online, looking at these trends on social media and copying them. Another thing is, like, makeup and skincare, and how trendy that is for younger girls specifically. Mm-hmm.
It should really only be trendy for our age.
Yeah.
Like, I understand a trend, but the trend doesn't have to be focused towards little girls.
Yeah. 'Cause it's like, I'm sorry, but I didn't start wearing makeup until maybe 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it was very little.
Yeah.
And I wasn't following any sort of, like, video that said, this is what brands everybody uses, or you know what I mean? Like, these are the mascaras that everyone uses. You need to use this because it's the best.
Yeah.
I kind of just like worked with what I had, and I'd buy like something really cheap or whatever. And I'd do that just to kind of start wearing it, I guess. But I wouldn't even consider, like, I'd consider makeup more trendy than like skincare. Skincare is literally like face wash and moisturizer, and you know what I mean? Like, that's like dumb stuff that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
People will do because they want to take care of their skin. And for me, it's like my acne can get really bad, so I have to do specific things every night. But that's after going to the dermatologist when I was like maybe 16, 17. It's like the first time I went. And they recommended these things to me, relatively cheap. But then these girls are going out and buying, like, these little girls are going out and buying really expensive skincare products that are popular on TikTok. And they spend all this money on them, and they use them every day, and they make videos of them using it like everybody else is doing, like, get ready with me or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're copying all those other influencers who do that and use these products. And these influencers are well into their 20s. Like, they're so much older than them. And these little kids do not need skincare yet. Like, they don't need to use it. Maybe wash your face.
Yeah.
But there's, like, these products aren't going to do anything for them because they're not.
They're just obsessed with the trend.
Exactly. And,
like, the look trend of it, is the product.
And then again, posting it. So, like, our Starbucks cups are their, like, drunk elephant dewdrops. And,
which,
like,
is insane.
And, like, Glow Recipe, whatever. I haven't.
I can't imagine being a parent right now.
Oh, like, my God.
Our parents were mad about paying for a $5 Frappuccino. And now
think about, like, an $80 skincare thing. And I mean, I don't know how these kids even get their hands on them. Because me as a parent, I'd be like, absolutely not. You don't need that. What the heck?
We need to bring parents in.
Parents? No. Like, what do you mean? Into the podcast?
Yeah, oh. We need a parent perspective.
Oh, I thought you meant into, like, this conversation.
Well, that too.
But yeah, like, I have, like, low-key a strong opinion on that. Like, I feel like these parents, as opposed to, I guess, us when we're going to be parents, like, Emma and I grew up with a little bit of technology, a little bit of social media, and look back and see how horrible it is and how horrible it was on our, like, teen years.
Mm-hmm.
And those years when we already are constantly comparing ourselves to other people. Yeah. Parents nowadays, like, or parents right now, they most likely did not grow up with social media.
At least while the way that we did and how...
Yeah.
When we grew up with it, I think it was getting more dangerous. When they grew up with it, it was very innocent.
Yeah, it was harmless. And, you know, there weren't as many platforms out. Like, there were barely anything out. And I think once they got to the age, or once social media became more popular, they were at the age where they weren't necessarily struggling as much with self-esteem issues. Like, I feel like that's very common within kids in middle school and high school generally. Like,
for sure.
That's where that is. And of course, people older than that absolutely struggle with self-esteem issues. But I think by the time these parents got social media, when it started becoming harmful, like, they weren't worried about all these things that we were worried about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they don't necessarily see all of these problems.
Yeah.
Because they didn't necessarily experience them.
For sure. And we don't know what it's like to be a parent. I'm sure it's hard, but also just speaking from, like, what we think it would be like is when we're parents.
Like, I think our generation is going to be, I mean, I don't know. Just based on the people I've talked to, I think our generation's going to end up being really strict about technology and social media and how much our kids are using it. Because we grew up with it more and see the bad effects within ourselves.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if, like, parents right now have the ability to see the bad effects within themselves just because they didn't necessarily grow up during the time that we did.
It didn't happen to them. So why would they worry about it?
Exactly. And I'm not saying, like, they're doing anything wrong. I just think that, like, we just have different perspectives. And, mm-hmm. like...
We went through different things.
Yeah. And, like, our parents didn't grow up with any technology and didn't have anything like this until they were probably 45 or something like that. And, like, at that point, they don't need any of that. They don't care about that. They don't download it. It's just not a thing. Or most, you know, my mom has Snapchat now, but she didn't get it until, like, I went to college.
Yeah.
But again, these are not things, like, they cared about, really. But I felt as if they kind of had an understanding, for whatever reason, that it wasn't going to be the best thing. Mm-hmm. And I think their perspective was, whoa, something huge is changing. Like, what is going on? All this.
Yeah.
All of these platforms are coming out. What is this? I need to shelter my kid from this, you know?
For sure.
When parents right now, like, kind of have a sense of what it is. And then we really understand it.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to explain it.
I think so, too.
So, yeah. And it's just, like, crazy. I don't know. I was going to say one more thing was just that, like, with these trends and with kind of how social media portrays specific people and specific genders, like, I feel like everybody sees kind of a blueprint of what they need to be like. And everyone tries to cater to that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially younger kids. I feel like they all look the same. Mm-hmm. They all wear the same clothes. I don't want to say all, but a lot of them look very much like the blueprint female on social media.
Or even, like, the people, like, in our age, too.
Definitely our age, too, I think. And it's just, like, imagine one day, way down the road, you know, maybe you and I won't even be alive anymore, but imagine, like, every single person dressed the exact same way.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Wearing their hair the exact same way. And then it turns into, like, one of those scary dystopian movies.
Yeah.
Or utopian movie. I don't know what the word is.
I feel like people are missing...
Where everything's white.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like people are missing, like, the ability or importance of embracing who they want to be.
Yes.
And dressing the way that they wanted to.
Yes.
Dressing the creativity way that they want to wear gone. And... doing their hair the way that they want to do and, like, what makes them feel good.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, this whole slick back bun, like, it looks amazing on people and it's such a trend that I wanted to participate in the trend, but I didn't like it on my hair.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do
and
it.
And that happens. That
exactly. Happens. So, like, things
there's
like
certain
that.
Things I can't do with my hair that other people look so cute with.
Exactly. But I feel the need to participate in it because it's trendy, or this girl did it and she's really pretty and she has a bunch of followers or anything like that.
Yeah.
Which is just really sad.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are ways, it's a good segue, I feel like there are ways to get yourself out of that terrible cycle. So we're going to talk about, like, a few things that help us. Because I feel like Audrey and I are pretty good at that in life. I feel like something that's helped me is diving back into reading. Yeah. I was never a reader. I hated reading. So if you hate reading and you're like, Emma, don't even talk about it, like, I won't be a reader, just give it a chance. Okay. Give it a try, because that's exactly how I was, and now I love reading. Yeah. I think reading is a great way to kill time. It's great for your mind and your development. And it's also nice because it is a form of entertainment, and so you are thinking about other things in life. I feel like why I go to social media is to escape from my own personal life, and social media does that for me, but there's negative side effects. So I think reading and going to a book helps me escape from what I'm dealing with in my own life, but it has positive benefits.
It does, definitely. That's something I do, too, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have as much time when I'm in school to read, but during any break or summer break especially, I'll read a lot because I don't have that much to do. And I know that, like, if I'm not reading, I'm just going to go to my phone. Yeah, just, like, in general, pursuing hobbies.
Yeah, I was just about to say that too.
Yeah. I just recently, for Christmas, I got my own guitar. So I've been playing that like every day since I got the guitar, at least 10 minutes a day, but it's usually more around an hour. And it's just so fun. And like, I am expressing my creativity. It's a creative outlet for me, and I feel way better about myself after playing guitar than I do if I'm scrolling on social media, because it's like I don't think to myself after playing guitar, wow, that was such a waste of time. But like with social media, that's exactly what I think. I'm like, oh my God, how long was I doing that for? I feel guilty. So yeah. And whatever other hobbies it is that you have, that could be another instrument, that could be a sport.
I think crafting is also really good for anyone who's like artistic or like who loves coloring, and like not putting so much pressure on yourself to be like the best crafter or anything. Something that I want to get into in 2024 is bullet journaling. I used to do it a lot, in high school, and I bought another one for 2024, and it's just a way for me to be artistic and be creative and challenge myself and also be off of my phone, and I love that. I kind of want to start scrapbooking. I think that's a great option. Painting. Painting is so satisfying. I also love coloring. I've met a lot of new friends this year, and something that I've asked as like a first date with a friend is to come over and cuddle with color with me, not cuddle. That's so funny. Color with me. I mean, come over and cuddle too, but come over and color with me and talk because it's so fun to just sit there and color your coloring pages.
Oh.
And it's something to do while talking. And then like what you were saying about like hobbies and like things that you're passionate about. Like we have the podcast and like this is something that we're so passionate about, and it is, it's not a job and it doesn't feel like that. It's enough work to like know that you're making a difference or an impact in some way, and also it's enough to build a routine into your schedule.
Definitely.
But it is like such a fun thing for us, and it's a creative outlook or output.
Outlet.
Outlet, that's the word.
You're
It's a
good.
creative outlet for us, because I feel like when we have ideas, we get so excited about them and we have to execute them. We have to. And so I think that this is a great space to do that. So having like little passion projects, and just doing it, like don't care about what other people think. Do what you want. And I think there'll be a lot more people who support you than people who don't support you.
Definitely. I agree. I agree. Make your life better behind the screen. Like, don't worry about how other people perceive your life. It's not that important, and I assure you that they don't care at all. Like, they really don't. If anything, they're gonna look at it and then just be like, oh, well, I wish my life was better or whatever. Like, they're mainly just gonna be thinking about themselves. So all those things that you put out there for other people, like, they don't care as much as you think they do. And that can be a hard pill to swallow, but it's so true. And, everyone's honestly worried about themselves a lot of the time. Like, we're just selfish creatures. We think about how things affect us. And, that's what other people are going to be thinking when they look at your post is, how does this affect me? So, anyway, that was just like a little something I wanted to say is just, work on making your own life better and, without anybody watching. Like, you just want to be happy with yourself. Like, if you're showing everyone online that you're happy, but you're really not, like, that's not gonna move you closer to happiness. Like,
For
I feel
sure.
like some people might think that, oh, fake it till you make it. Like, put it out there, show that you're happy, and maybe it'll actually happen. But it's just not necessarily true.
I
So,
totally agree. I think that's a good way to end.
yeah. Anyway, that was our episode.
Yeah, this was a good one. I hope you guys enjoyed. Social media is a good topic to talk about. Hopefully you can reflect a little, and hopefully you got some good ideas of, like, ways to recharge and to get off, just take a break.
Put your phone away sometimes.
For real.
Just put it away.
I think we should all make a pack to get flip phones.
Let's do it. Who's in? Let's do it. I'm in.
That should be the question. Do you want a flip phone? Yes.
Yes or no? Would you rather have a flip phone? I feel like everyone's going to say no. There are things on my phone I do enjoy that
your flip games phone on doesn't your phone?
Have. My games on my phone, absolutely.
That's so funny.
Anyway. All right.
Okay, well, we'll see you next episode.
Yeah, the next one's going to be long distance.
Oh my God.
No. We both have to go back to school, but it'll be fun. I'm excited for
that. It will be.
I think it's going to be so cool.
It will.
From two different states.
Michigan
and Illinois.
Michigan sounds like big so much down. Cooler.
It does. Also, it guys, cooler. I got a new tattoo today. It is 2 Edelweiss flowers next to the tree. I'm not going to cut this out. I'm really happy about it anyway. I just wanted to talk about it for a second because it's just so gorgeous.
It is.
It doesn't look as good on the camera, but...
No, it does.
It looks great in person. Anyway.
Yay. Okay.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks.